Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. On Wednesday, the Ohio House of Representatives voted 75 to 21 to do something they haven't done in over 150 years. It voted to expel a member. Now, this was no ordinary representative. It was Larry Householder, a Perry County politician who was a former Speaker of the House. And now he's the principal person in the largest public corruption case in the history of Ohio. Householder was indicted nearly a year ago with four fellow Republican associates in a $61 million bribery case. Here to talk about the expulsion of Householder is Howard Wilkinson, WVXU's senior political analyst. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what crime are Householder and his associates accused of?
Well, it's all about taking $61 million in bribes, allegedly, to help an Akron-based electric utility pass House Bill 6, which provided a $1 billion bailout for two very poorly run nuclear power plants in Northeast Ohio, and a kill a ballot initiative aimed at repealing the bailout. Householder and his associates were arrested and charged by federal prosecutors last July. And these were the same federal investigators who made the arrests and got the bribery indictments against three Cincinnati City Council members in a different investigation.
Now, the Republican-controlled House removed Householder as Speaker shortly after he was indicted. Was that punishment enough?
Well, it certainly was not enough for the minority Democrats in the House. And there were some Republican members who were pretty embarrassed by the fact that this man could run for re-election last fall and win a new term in the House with 71% in a largely rural district. They thought his presence in the House was an embarrassment to the institution, given the seriousness of the crimes that he's charged with.
But a lot of time has passed now since he was originally charged, and when this happened this week, why did it take so long for the Republican legislature to act?
I think most of the Republicans in the House just seemed oblivious to the embarrassment of having him around for that long. Recently, though, I think it's become a problem for the Ohio Republican Party with a growing public perception that the Republican-controlled legislature is corrupt, or at least tolerant of corruption.
So tell me what led to the vote Wednesday, then, to expel him from the House.
It was actually initiated by the Democrats in the House who'd filed their own resolutions to expel Householder, and that sort of forced the hands of the Republicans. Essentially, I think the Democrats just shamed the Republicans into tossing Householder out. The resolution that passed Wednesday was not the one sponsored by the Democrats, but one put in by two Republican state representatives whose districts are near Householder's. And the Republican caucus in the House just had no real choice but to cut Householder loose.
So he's expelled now. I've heard he may consider still running again.
Yes, he could. He could come back and run again, you know, in a couple of years. But the House majority Republicans will appoint a replacement for him for the rest of his term. And we'll see if that person establishes himself or herself as a solid state rep.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He's on the air each Friday at this time. You can read more about Householder being expelled in his column at WVXU.org. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.